Message this morning, Hope from Despair. John Ortberg, the author of the book that we're taking this series from, wrote, "Sometimes you're in a cave and no human action is able to get you out. There's something you can't fix, can't heal, or can't escape. All you can do is trust in God. Finding ultimate refuge in God means you becomes so immersed in His presence, so convinced of His goodness, so devoted to His lordship, that you find even in the cave, that even the cave is a perfectly safe place to be, because He is there with you." In the life of King David, one of the most adventurous men who ever lived, parallels many of our lives today. David had everything: wealth, power, fame, friends, security, and what he thought was a guaranteed future. But then he lost his job, his security, his income, his wife, his mentor, and his friend. Then things only got worse. Perhaps you're in a cave right now, a cave named failure or despair. Perhaps you're in a cave because of foolish choices, or perhaps it is a result of circumstances you could not even control. Maybe it's because you have lost your job, or you're under financial pressure. Maybe it's because your dreams about family life have been shattered. Maybe you have lost a mentor or a best friend. There was a relationship you counted on, and now it is gone. Maybe it involves a physical condition. You've lost your health. Or you may simply find yourself alone. For whatever reason, you find yourself in a cave. There's one thing we need to know. The cave is where God does some of His best work in molding and shaping human lives. Sometimes the cave is where you meet God. David knew about failure. He spent some 10 years of his life in the wilderness, on the run, and living in caves. From a human perspective, it looked as if God's promises to him would never come true. Once, David led a discontented, bankrupt group of agitated whiners who had formed a community. And they came back to their village to find that it had been sacked and their wives and children carried off. We are told that David and the people with him raised their voices and wept. They raised their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. Have you ever wept like that? Wept until there were no more tears left inside you? Wept until your body was so exhausted from weeping that you didn't have the energy left to cry? David understood tears like that. Then comes one of the greatest statements in the Scripture. "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." David started when he was in a cave with his psalm for cave dwellers. We've just read Psalm 142, and from that psalm, "With my voice I cry to the Lord. With my voice I make supplication to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before Him. I tell my trouble to Him." There are different kinds of psalms. There are psalms of thanksgiving, psalms about the king, psalms of wisdom, and so on. But the most popular category is called the Psalm of Lament. The most frequent psalm consists of somebody complaining to God. God not only allows people to do this, in fact, He encourages it. David gets quiet enough before the Lord to get to the bottom of his pain and discouragement. However, many of us never have the courage to do this. Instead, we often seek to bury our discouragement deep down inside. We might put on a stoic demeanor, exterior, force a few smiles, but in so doing, we avoid experiencing the pain which is inside.